This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Vayetze Yaakov mi Beersheva vayelech Harana. Yaakov leaves Beersheva, he heads to Haran. The obvious question is, Yaakov wasn't going to Haran. Actually, he wasn't going anywhere near Haran. Yaakov was going to Yeshiva Shem Be'ever. So the pasuk is not accurate. Say Vayetze Yaakov Beersheva vayelech li Yeshiva. Why does the pasuk say vayelech Harana? Haran is the north, it's out of Israel. Yeshiva Shem Be'ever is in Israel. Why is the Torah giving inaccurate information? Cancel culture. Here the man wants to go learn in yeshiva. Torah doesn't say. Who asked this question? The Chida. Nachal Kidumim. This is the million-dollar question. You ready for the answer? What's more, what should a person do first? Should a person learn Torah or get married? What comes first? What do you say? Very good. Very good. It depends. It depends. The Gemara brings two factors. On the one hand, it's very hard to learn Torah if you're not married. You're not going to have pure thoughts. On the other hand, Rechayim b'tzavara v'yasak b'torah. You can learn Torah if you have to support a family. So the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Amud Beis says, Halan halahu. Depends if you live in Israel or Babel. Tosfos explains, what does it depend on? Depends if you have money or not. If you have money, you get married, and then you learn Torah. You have the best of both worlds, right? You have pure thoughts, and you can support your family. If you don't have money, you learn Torah, and then you get married. Says the Chida, Yaakov Avinu had no plans on going to the yeshiva. He has money, he has a lot of money. If he has money, he has to first get married, and after he gets married, he'll go to the yeshiva. Vayetze Yaakov mi Beersheva, vayelech Haran. He was headed to Haran. What happened? Eliphaz came. He took away all his money. Yaakov made an unexpected detour. He went to the yeshiva. Now that he had no money, the halacha changed. Now he first has to learn Torah, and then he could go get married. Says the Chida, vayetze Yaakov mi Beersheva, vayelech Harana. But he had to make a detour. But the question is, why is there no mention at all in the whole Torah that Yaakov Avinu learned for 14 years? You would think that's an important achievement in Yaakov's life, that he learned for 14 years. There's no mention in the whole Chumash. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, because you never talk about learning Torah. Im lamadata Torah harbe al tachzik Torah tova la'atzmach ki lekach notzarta. That's why God created you. Would you write, Yaakov breathed, he drank water? You can't live without it. We don't talk about learning Torah. Of course you do it. That's the purpose of life. No mention of Yaakov Avinu learning Torah. There's another secret reason why the Torah doesn't mention that Yaakov learned for 14 years. Okay, ready for this? Imagine for a moment Esav is looking for Yaakov. Why couldn't Esav find Yaakov? Where was Esav looking? Why didn't Esav know Yaakov's in the yeshiva? Where else is Yaakov? Yaakov is Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim. And yet Esav cannot find Yaakov for 14 years. Esav's looking everywhere. Where is he? Where is he? No, I can't find him. Where was Esav looking? In the bowling alley? Where did Esav look for Yaakov that he couldn't find him? The answer is, the Torah is the architectural plans of creation. Whatever it doesn't say in the architectural plans, you will not see in creation. Mashal lemaha davar domeh. Let's say you have an architectural plan for a house, and it doesn't have a den in the plan. There won't be any den in the building because it's not in the plans. Whatever it says in the Torah, you could see. If it doesn't say it in the Torah, you can't see it. Why can't we see Olam Haba? Ayin lo ra'ata. Why? Because it doesn't say it in the Chumash. If it's not in the Chumash, you can't see it. Hashem wanted Yaakov Avinu to be able to hide in Beit Medrash Shel Shem Ve'eva. How's Yaakov going to hide there? It's the most obvious hiding spot in the world. The answer is, if it doesn't say in the Chumash that Yaakov is hiding in the Yeshiva, Esav could look there, he could be searching. He does not see Yaakov Avinu. Whatever is not in the text of the Chumash, you cannot sense with human senses. This is the great principle of Rav Simcha Zisel Broida, the Rosh Hashiva of Chevron, that the Chumash is the architectural plans of creation. If it doesn't say it in the document, you can't see it, you can't hear it, you can't taste it. It's only in a hidden realm. That's the principle of the Torah. Doesn't say Olam Haba, you can't see it. Ayin lo ra'ata. It doesn't say Yaakov was learning, Esav cannot find him.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.